Governance. The Public Service Governance, PSG, has introduced an alternative governance Kenya Bila Uchaguzi Bill, aimed at abolishing the elective system of leadership and introduce corporate governance to service delivery in the country. Speaking at a press conference, PSG President Ambassador Esther Waringa said that the bill provides for replacing elections with a vetting and appointment system of birthing leadership referred to as the public service system of governance similar to the judicial offices including the President of the Judiciary. State offices representing various jurisdictions will be vetted in their respective areas, while the CEO and the President of the Republic of Kenya will be vetted by a constitutional set organ called the Public Service Governance Governing Council, established by Kenya Bila Uchaguzi Bill, she said, adding that other leaders will be vetted by the County Public Service Board. AMB. Waringa maintained that Kenya Bila Uchaguzi is the long-lasting solution to end corruption and theft in government, violence, high cost of living, tribalism, sustained economic growth, good governance and sustainable development. She challenged the country's finance experts to tabulate the expenditure on electoral processes including voter registration exercise, conducting general elections, political parties' expenditure among others since most funds are wasted on elective processes therefore proposing an appointed vetted president, just as the head of the judiciary. It is time to evaluate, eliminate and adopt a new way of birthing leadership away from the divisive, expensive, destructive, tribalistic, violent and unreliable election, insisted AMB. Waringa. According to Waringa, PSG is committed to make Kenya a great economic hub for Africa and a global social economy and good governance pace setter in the world through the establishment of the first non-elected government in the country which would bring sense into governance. She noted that the Kenya Bila Uchaguzi revolution is a service-driven system of governance and a people-centered resource-friendly system, citing that the debate is ongoing in the country and 360,000 signatures have been collected so far in support of the bill. The PSG president recommended ways to bring the country forward towards a progressive economy including adopting a citizen-centered finance bill 2024 and budget 2024-2025, reduction on government recurrent expenditure, wage bill, wastage and corruption and prioritize on what ejects money into the economy such as industrialization among others. The government must prioritize injecting money into the economy through sustainable development initiatives and one of the major and solid income generators internally is enhancing tourism as a foreign income earner, maintained AMB. Waringa. She added that the agricultural sector is the backbone of the country's economy and thus should be facilitated and advocated that government land be utilized under food production to boost agricultural business and exports to enhance industrialization regionally. AMB. Waringa observed that the private sector injects the biggest percentage into the economy through manufacturing which should be checked in the finance bill 2024 to avoid its collapse since industrialization creates employment, injects money into circulation and increases the GDP. Any government that has citizens at heart must do all that is possible to ensure that the biggest percentage of any budget goes into development expenditure as opposed to recurrent expenditure for the sole purpose of paying off wage bills, she reiterated.